A spirit-filled Christian can have an incredible impact on his or her society.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. In this evening's message, Pastor Brian Grant takes on a difficult portion of Scripture in a message entitled, The Spirit-Filled Revolution. The passage in question and the main text of Pastor Grant's message for tonight is Ephesians 6 and verses 5 through 9. Pastor Grant takes up the especially difficult concept raised in this text, teaching from Scripture what the concept of slavery must mean for God's people, changed by His love and merciful grace in light of the fact that God is no respecter of persons. Though human bondage was a common part of Paul's world, Pastor Grant will show from Scripture how it is that when men get God's truth right, it can be a powerful engine for revolutionary change. Please turn with us to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and listen with us now as Pastor Grant brings the first part of his message, The Spirit-Filled Revolution. Here is Pastor Grant.
A woman was flying from Los Angeles to New York, and the plane was unexpectedly detoured to Philadelphia. And the flight attendant got on the microphone and she said, we're going to be here for 2 hours, and so those of you who want to get off and stretch, you can get off for an hour, and then you'll have to reboard. Well, just about everybody got off the flight except one lady. And the last man on board, as he was exiting, he noticed that this lady in the front, underneath her seat, was a seeing eye dog. So he realized that this was a blind lady. And this blind lady clearly knew the pilot, because the pilot came by and he said to her, Kathy, we're going to be here for 2 hours. Wouldn't you like to get off the plane and stretch? Kathy said, no, I don't want to get off. But he said, you know, probably Max wouldn't mind getting off. Well, you can just imagine what happened outside the boarding, you know, just that area where everybody is gathering together. When the pilot of the plane exited with a seeing eye dog. And what made it worse, he was wearing dark glasses. Everybody rushed to the desk to see, could they have a new flight? Everybody was trying to change their flight. In fact, some were so scared, they wanted to change airlines. Because if this airline was going to hire blind pilots, they couldn't be sure the next plane wouldn't have a blind pilot. They had it all wrong. And I have discovered that just like these people had it all wrong, they had the wrong perception. I have discovered that there are a lot of people with the wrong perception about the Bible. I've heard people say that the Bible teaches a white man's gospel, a white man's gospel that supports slavery and treats women as second-class citizens. As a result, some people have formed their own religion. In Jamaica, we have a group called the Rastafarians, and they started their own religion because as far as they were concerned, Christianity is a white man's religion, and we needed a black man's religion. But my friend, I'm here to tell you that just like they misunderstood about this dog, people who think that the Bible is a white man's religion, you have it all wrong. Perhaps you're here this morning, you have it all wrong, because the message of the Bible is for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. And my friend, if this morning you're here and you've never received the message of the gospel, would to God that this morning you would open your heart and receive the Savior. Amen? Amen. By the way, that story is a true story, but it wasn't New York and Philly. It was a lady, they were traveling from Melbourne to Brisbane, Australia. But it actually was a true story. You know, the Bible makes it clear that every human is equal in the sight of God. And we're going to show you on the board. I want to put this up on the screen so we'll all have it in the same version. It's a verse I've referred to a few times in this series. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. Would you read it with me? Can we read this together? There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are what? All one in Christ Jesus. Does that sound like the text of a message that is saying that God is supporting slavery? Does that sound like a verse that says that women are second class citizens? This is a verse that's saying, for we are all what? One in Christ Jesus. As we deal with today's text, which has to do with slavery, I want to share with you a message entitled The Spirit-Filled Revolution. We all know what a political revolution is. But what is a spirit-filled revolution? Well, it's a little coin I made up, and here's what it is. Write this down. A spirit-filled revolution is a revolution. It's the revolution that results when spirit-filled Christians live out God's word in their daily lives. Amen? Listen, make no mistake. When Christians decide to live spirit-filled lives, it will dramatically impact society. Sometimes we miss that. When we determine to live a spirit-filled life, and we'll get there eventually about what is a spirit-filled life, when we determine to live a spirit-filled life, it's going to impact society. You know, in the early church made such an impact on society that by Acts chapter 17, the Christians were accused of turning the world upside down. Probably should have said they turned the world right side up. But from their perspective, we had turned the world upside down, because the Christian church has that much impact on society. A spirit-filled Christian can have an incredible impact on his or her society. The problem today is that somehow, instead of our choosing and seeking to live a spirit-filled life for change, we are depending on the political parties to deliver change. And so Christians are lining up on the left hand and on the right hand. They're Democratic and they're Republican. Now, don't get me wrong, there is a place for politics, but the sad truth is that we end up with a weakened church and a divided church. The Christian church has never been more divided in my lifetime than it is today. And while we are fighting whether we're the Republican, while we're all these debates between Republicans and Democrats, we who have the message of Christ, we who can bring change, are sitting at ease in Zion. And my friends, I am here to tell you this morning, are you still awake? I'm here to tell you that we as believers in Jesus Christ have the answer for what our society needs most of all is a spiritual revolution. Would you agree with me? In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, the word of God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Notice what God is saying. He will heal our land. He will bring change to our society. And my brother and sister, He is willing to bring change to our society when we determine to live a spirit-filled life, when we determine to turn from sin, when we determine to seek His face. I'm here to say this morning, on the authority authority of God's word, that we as a believing church, we have the answer to what ails our society. Our society needs a spirit-filled revolution. And I wonder, are you willing to be part of a spirit-filled revolution? Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. And for context, I want to pick up at verse number 15. And here's how it reads. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. But here it goes. But what? Be filled with the Spirit. Amen? Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And don't miss this, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Listen, God commands. You know, this was not a suggestion. Read the Bible says, be filled with the Spirit. Come on now. God is not suggesting. We Christians treat it like God just gave us a suggestion and it's up to me to decide whether I'm going to do it or not. It's a command. Be filled with the Spirit. So if you're not filled with the Spirit, if I am not filled with the Spirit, I am being a disobedient Christian. He says, be filled, because God knows if every one of us was filled on a continual basis with the Spirit, we would turn our world upside down. But no, I'm choosing. I don't want to be filled. I want God to do it. You know, I want God to scratch my back. Anytime I hurt, He must help me. I'm not going to dedicate myself to Jesus. I'm going to do my own thing. May God have mercy on us. A spirit-filled revolution is what our world needs. Now look, write this down. Here is the key. A spirit-filled life shifts the focus from me and what I want to others and what God wants. Did you see that in verse 21? Submitting to one another. The spirit-filled life shifts the focus from me to others. And it shifts it there in the fear of God. It shifts it to others and what God wants.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. Or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
Have you ever noticed that political revolutions often fail to achieve the desired change? Have you ever noticed that? As I prepared this message, I thought of numerous examples, but the one that kept coming back to me was what happened in 1971 when Idi Amin. Anybody ever heard that name, Idi Amin? You remember where he did? He led a revolution where? He led a revolution in Uganda. It lasted for 8 years. At the end of 8 years, probably only person that was richer was Idi Amin. The masses were poorer, and 800,000 Ugandans were killed. 800,000. That's what political change often results in. Why? Because sometimes the leader starts off with honorable motives, but somehow that old nature, the flesh, somehow it gets a hold of them and they start focusing on what? Me and what I want. And so all of a sudden the focus shifts from others and what, in their case they were never on what God wants, but many times it started off with them being concerned about others, but it always shifts. But I'm here to tell you that a Holy Ghost revival, a Spirit-filled revolution, will always have its desired result, because a true Spirit-filled revolution, a person who is truly filled with the Spirit of God, is not focused on themselves. They're truly focused on others, and they're focused on what others want. Amen? Beginning in Ephesians chapter 5, and just to try and set the context here, beginning in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, Paul starts showing us some of the impacts of a Spirit-filled revolution. And I don't know if you realize that's part of what he's showing here. He's showing the impact that being filled with the Spirit, what it can do to the society. There are three areas I want to go touch on this morning. One, we've spent so much time on, I'm going to go really quick, but I got to go there to help you with the context. Number one, the first area, the Spirit-filled revolution in the home. The Spirit-filled revolution will revolutionize our homes. Number one, here's the first thing I want to say. It strengthens and preserves marriage. You know, in the days of St. Paul, some rabbis allowed men to divorce their wives for almost any reason. If the wife burned the dinner, he could get a divorce. It was a one-way street. Of course, he could get a divorce for any reason. She couldn't get a divorce. It was a one-way street. I hope you realize immediately. You see, it's when you read the Bible in its context, sometimes you're like, wow. And against that backdrop, where it's a one-way street, a man can get a divorce for any reason. He just puts you away. I divorce you. You come home and you see a note. I hereby divorce you. Baby girl, you're out. Against that backdrop, here's what God says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Can you understand the impact, the revolutionary concept here? That against that backdrop, Jesus, God is now telling Christian men, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. He's saying, you have to love your wife with a self-sacrificing love. And then in verse 28, he says, so husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. What a revolutionary idea. Christian husbands started loving their wives the way God expected, and it started impacting society. And guys, you know, a whole ton of us, tons of us, we all stood here one Sunday. You remember? What an amazing Sunday that was when 30, 40 men stood here with their wives to say, I am willing to recommit my life to God and to love my wife with a self-sacrificing love. And I don't want you to tell me publicly, but have you started? Guys, ladies, I'm here to tell you that your marriage can have more impact than you think. Just the longevity of your marriage can have much more impact than you think. Cheryl and I were celebrating our 30th anniversary a few years ago. And we were at dinner down somewhere down in, I don't remember the restaurant, but we're in downtown Philly. And they asked us, they said, are you celebrating anything special? We said, well, we didn't want to tell them because we were fearful it to become too much of a big deal. So, but we told them, we're celebrating our anniversary. How much anniversary? Okay, 30th. And oh, they went crazy, literally. I could not believe it. The chef came. All the waitresses came, everybody, manager, everybody came. The whole time we're eating dinner, you'd think we were supposed to have had a romantic evening. Some people, I'm serious, some of them took their seats. They said, we've never met anybody that has been married for 30 years. Could you give us some idea? Counsel us, help us. We have never met anybody like this in our lives. Thank God it's now 43. I wonder what they'd say now if we go back. Marriage has fallen on such hard times. Young people don't even want to bother about marriage anymore. We were in Jamaica, as you know, a week ago, and it came on the news that marriage in Jamaica has dropped 23%. 23%. Young people don't even bother with marriage anymore. Why should I even bother? Because so many marriages are unhappy. You've heard about the three rings, three wedding rings? They said that before you get married, you get a engagement ring. And then when you're at the wedding, you get a? And then they said after the wedding, you get suffering. And sadly, are you with me? Sadly, in some marriages, it's true. Perhaps there's a marriage in this congregation this morning that it's true. But I am here to tell you that in spirit-filled marriages, that is not going to be the case, because a spirit-filled marriage is like heaven on earth. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. You notice what I said was the key to a spirit-filled life. What did I say? In a spirit-filled life, we think of others and what pleases God. The challenge is, the reason that many marriages struggle, even Christian marriages, is because we are married and we're still thinking about me and what I want. Am I preaching this morning? But we're still talking about me and what I want. But this morning, God is saying to you, my dear, male, female, husband, wife, God is saying to you, if your marriage, if you're experiencing the third ring called suffering, everything can change. You say, how? If you decide, If you decide, God, I am willing to live a spirit-filled life. I am willing to change direction. I am willing to live solely to please you. I guarantee you, your marriage is going to be revolutionized. You say, Pastor, but you forgot one thing. You forgot, what about my spouse? Suppose they don't make the same decision. I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because God is not asking you to find out what decision your spouse is making. It's time for us to stop hiding behind our spouses and saying, I can't do what God wants because my spouse is not doing what God wants. God is not commanding you to make your spouse obey God. God is commanding you, and he's commanding me, be filled with the Spirit. And I challenge you this morning, young lady, young man, older person, no matter who you are, stop telling us about what your husband or your wife is not doing. Make a decision today. I'm going to do what God says. Amen? Amen. I am going to obey God. I am going by his help. I am going to live a spirit-filled life. I'm going to concentrate on others. I'm going to concentrate on my spouse and what God wants. And I'm going to trust God to do a revolution in my marriage. Is he able? A spirit-filled revolution is what I'm preaching on this morning.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you have done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.